Hey there.
So, I'm in my shower stall because I don't have a house to myself, and I'm trying to see if this is a good place for me to record when other people are around. So, it's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And yeah, I want to talk a little bit about being a mom and why I'm not into the mommy thing. And yeah, so I've been a mom over 18 years now, and I have two kids, and it's really one of the transformative experiences of my life in every possible way. Good, bad, ugly. If you've been through childbirth, you know exactly what I mean. I can remember being pregnant and the level of horny that I was when I was pregnant was just beyond belief. I just needed to come like constantly, kind of like I am today, maybe. So I would just okay then, well, this is a very good example of the life of a mom, right? I just got interrupted. Because I needed to go have coffee with my husband, who is now gonna be busy for a few hours making brunch. So, yeah, in some ways you could say I'm a lucky mom, and in others, well, not gonna go there in an audio because it's not sexy, but the fact is, we've been having a lot of problems the past few months, which is why I'm so fucking horny. Because I haven't actually had any human sexual contact. But we're working on fixing that in a way that I'm hoping is going to be quite transformative for me. Anyway, yeah, where was I? Oh, yeah, horny, horny, horny pregnant mom. Yeah, I was masturbating with saintly intensity when I was pregnant. I really don't remember the second time around if it was like that because I had a toddler and I was exhausted all the time. So I'm gonna say maybe not so much, but damn, I remember that first time. And then your body sort of gets hijacked for however long it is that your body is hijacked by this baby from the inside. And then once they're on the outside, if you are nursing, suddenly, your breasts become something completely not sexual. And I'll be honest, it has taken me a super long time to regain my sexual interest in my tits. But becoming a mom also transformed my tits, which, to be honest, when I was younger, were non-entities. And today, they really are a source of pride and pleasure, total pleasure. Yesterday, after stroking my clit for a really, really long time and just totally edging myself, I finally made myself come just by stroking my nipples, and it was so fucking satisfying. I was just squeezing my thighs together and stroking my nipples, and damn. It was really good. And I shared that orgasm with a friend right here on Reddit, which was super fun. Anyway, because it's Mother's Day, at least here in the US, I know Mother's Day is observed on different days in different countries, I just want to give a shout out to all the moms and their beautiful bodies that produce beautiful people. But also, we really can't forget are capable of so much, so much pleasure. Receiving pleasure, giving pleasure. I haven't had any experiences yet with a woman, but I'm really hoping to get to that point, because I'm also really just so turned on by women these days. I mean, fuck. It's hard not to be. Look at what we have and what we are and what we do and how we do it. Yeah. So, I'm stroking my clit right now, thinking about mothers and power and beauty and sensuality. That's so powerful. All I want for every mother out there is that you get the opportunity to press pause in your life like I have and just really explore what turns you on. You off, what you need and what you want, and that you have the opportunity to go after that, because I don't think anything sexier than that. And whether your name is Mom or Mama or Mama or Ama or Maman or Ima or whatever the name is in your language, you deserve pleasure. You deserve ecstasy and you deserve to be free to pursue those things. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. From the tips of my breasts, from the wet depths of my clenching pussy, I want you to come again. You to think of me there, urging you on, cheering you on, helping you with my words, with my hands, with my tongue. And please, please use me. Mother's Day hits a little different for me. And by the time next Mother's Day rolls around, I want to know what it is to experience a woman completely. Thank you for spending this time with me. Now go forth and have an excellent, excellent Mother's Day. And if you're not a mom, go and find a mom to lavish with praise and, if it's appropriate, with pleasure. Do something surprising. do something she'd never expect from you. And maybe don't just do that today, but every day.